fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 31st day of July, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. We don't have any really serious, heavy-duty breaking news. I'll check Drudge real quick here. Usually anything real important comes up pretty quick. It looks like the trial for Mr. Manafort's about to begin. And, of course, the fires in California are causing a lot of problems out there. We're going to have open lines this first hour. Second hour, we'll have Leon Greenwood. We'll talk about how wonderful it is to incorporate doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. A proper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to get a Maytag Ringer washing machine. Maytag Ringer washing machine. Maybe 2 of them. There's literally tens of thousands of Maytag Ringer washers. Now, there's other brands out there. They were quite popular back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. Maytag finally stopped making Ringer washers, I believe, in the mid to late 1970s. Why, you ask? That's a good question. We're going to expand on this. We're going to be talking about preparedness this first hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. As my regular listeners know, I'm a voracious reader. I go through a 200-page novel a week. I read, in addition to that, many news articles, typically 8 or 10 a day. So I'm a voracious reader. A genre that I've been interested in for several years is EMP, disaster novels, apocalyptic novels. I find them entertaining. I find them educational. I'm looking for several things when I read these novels. I'm looking for the human response to extreme situations and how people deal with these things, how they resolve their crisis that they have to deal with. And I'm looking for any tricks of the trade, field craft ideas, any other ideas that I might get from reading these types of novels. Any well-written novel is going to have things in there that are important. Just because it's fiction doesn't mean many things in the novel aren't real. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means the characters are fictional, and possibly the story. The story may or may not be fictional. For example, you could have a novel about the Civil War where the story would be historical occurrence, but the people in the novel would be fictional, just as one example. Preparedness. And when it comes to the authors of these novels, the majority of the authors are men, but the few I've read written by women, it's been very few, quite frankly, I notice their perspective is different than the men, and that's to be expected. There's nothing wrong with it. Of course, their perspective is going to be different. The women tend to focus on the day-to-day chores, jobs of running a household without hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure, without electricity, without natural gas. All the things that go into food preservation, preparing food, cleaning up all the things for cleaning before and after meals, basic hygiene matters for men, women, and children. How do you do the laundry? That's a good question. How do you acquire food? How do you acquire water? All these things, the women tend to focus on those in a lot more detail than the men do. The men tend to be focused more on defending the family, working with equipment, machinery, dealing with communications, the things of that nature, guy stuff. Now, the men obviously can be engaged in production of food in the garden, harvesting food, hunting. They can be engaged in doing cleaning also and preparing food and storage of food. And the women can be involved in defense of the family too. So there's a lot of carryover from one gender to the other, and that's the way it should be. But I go back to the original premise. Women tend to focus more on these domestic affairs of running a household without hot and cold running water, without electricity, without natural gas. Men tend to focus more on equipment, machinery, defending the family. That brings us back to my prepper tip of the day, Maytag Ringer washers. Now, within living memory, the mom, the stay-at-home mom, would spend one full day a week doing the family laundry. Mom and dad and two or three children, maybe more. Basically one full day with a Maytag Ringer washer, or however she did the laundry. Now, the Maytag Ringer washer was a marvelous invention at the time. My paternal grandmother, she had a Maytag Ringer washer, and I would, when I was a little boy, when I say a little, I'm talking like 3 to 5 years old, I would be staying with her and helping the best I could to help her do the laundry. She had that all set up down in the basement of her home, her and my grandfather's home. I remember that Ringer washer. I don't know if it was a Maytag or not, but it most likely was, since they were the heavy hitter in that industry. Modern automatic washing machines require, it's not optional, they require water, hot and cold water, under 40 pounds pressure to operate properly, and of course they require electricity. Now, the Maytag Ringer washer has no place to hook up hot or cold water. It doesn't even have that. Does it need electricity? Well, the majority of them do. There's some antique Maytag Ringer washers that had a small single-cylinder gasoline engine with a foot pedal to start it up. So you'd start it up and go puff, puff, puff and make the washing machine do what it did. Tens of thousands of Maytag Ringer washers all over the United States. You can find them on Craigslist. You can find them occasionally at thrift shops. Very occasionally. Most places don't mess with heavy appliances like that. yard sales, estate sales. A lot of these auction houses, they will publish an inventory of what's being sold. I wouldn't get one from too far away. They're large, heavy pieces of equipment. Shipping one would be extremely expensive. It would be very expensive. So the closer you can get a machine, the better off you're going to be in terms of saving money and grief and aggravation. Now, Maytag is still in business. I don't know for a fact that you can still get spare parts for the Maytag rear washers. I simply don't know. I'm aware of a hardware store that has a fairly extensive inventory of parts for Maytag rear washers. That's an odd thing. They're just sitting on a shelf. They've been there for probably 20 to 30 years, waiting to be sold. A Maytag rear washer can be reconfigured to run off a bicycle. There's YouTube videos on this. It's a pretty simple project. You don't have to have a lot of sophisticated skills to set one of these things up. You really don't. And having a wash machine that runs from a bicycle, it would instantly make you the hero for all the women in your life. All the women involved in doing laundry, that is. Otherwise, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be using a scrub board, a washboard, if they don't have the wringer washer. So the bicycle would also operate the wringer, so the bicycle would operate the washing machine itself, the agitator, a big paddle-like device that goes back and forth, the agitator. And it would also operate the wringer, because there's like kind of a little transmission thing going on a Maytag wringer washer. Getting one now makes a lot of sense. It makes tremendous sense. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero, get a couple of these in your inventory for your team. If you got a team, now one Maytag washer is probably fine for one family. A second one would be good to have some spare parts, or you can get these things. A lot of times, they don't cost anything. Just people will pay you to haul them off. Talk to your local appliance repair shop. They come across these things all the time. Maytag wringer washers. Let them know you're interested and that you'd be willing to compensate them $20 to let you know where there's a Maytag rear washer for available. They may even be able to pick it up and deliver it to your house. That would be a real blessing. So let's say you get the Maytag rear washer. You set up the project to have the rear washer run off a bicycle. What do you need then? Well, if you want to do your laundry in hot water, you need hot water to add to the tub anytime you choose. If you want to, I got distracted there. you want to have that wringer washer ready to go when you need it. To make it work, all you need is the clothing, the dirty clothes, fresh water. It could be cold water or hot water. You could pour in hot water into the washer, and of course some soap, laundry detergent, and you're good to go. During a long-term crisis, you're going to be spending 99% of your time doing routine things. The women will be doing routine things around the house, preparing meals, doing laundry, taking care of small children, things like that. The men will be out cutting firewood, taking care of whatever livestock they may have, goats, chickens, rabbits, cattle, and so forth. So it's best to be ready before the event. It really is. I don't know if something's going to happen. I know something could happen. I do know that the 10th planet will eventually come through our solar system. I'm not giving out any dates. I do know that the national debt is not sustainable. If Donald Trump pulls off some kind of miracle, which he's in the process of doing, perhaps the national debt will become less of an issue. There's lots of scenarios out there. I go into some of them on my website at thelibertyman.com. Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Less than 6 months away. I give some five different scenarios, and you can pick one or pick all five and prepare getting ready for it. No, I don't give out a date for any of these. I don't know about a date. But the ones I list, these five I list, are economic collapse leading to civil disorder, number one. Number two, World War III. Number three, rapid onset violent earth changes. Number four, widespread terrorist attacks. And number five, natural or man-made EMP. Pick one or two. Pick all five if you want. Pick all five if you want. EMP is certainly near top of my list. It's number five on this list. And there's no particular order to these events, by the way. Economic collapse, World War III, rapid violent earth changes, widespread terrorist attacks, natural or man-made EMP. EMP can be natural, by the way. The last really big one was 1859, the Carrington event. The scientists say a similar Carrington event to hit planet Earth today would cause massive issues. Power outages, obviously. Other things, well, the food supply would be disrupted. Possibly the water filtration systems in these big cities would be disrupted. Out in the country, you could live out at my place for a week and not know there was any disruption. So pick a scenario, any scenario. Pick one or two or all five. And how do you get ready? Well, some things are pretty basic and don't change. You're going to want to make sure you're not in a floodplain. I'm hearing very bad stories about what might be coming in terms of that. But you need to get prepared ahead of time. Here's my advice. Number one, get your spiritual house in order. That's the most important thing you can do for yourself. It's ahead of everything else, quite frankly. Number two, acquire the skills you will need. I mentioned this before, but this is radio. We need to keep mentioning it because there's always new listeners. Whether your group is 6 or 600, there's two skills that will be in biggest demand and short supply. First would be emergency medical treatment skills, and the second would be ham radio skills. Of course, you're going to want some equipment to go along with those things, but those are the two most basic skills. Number three, establish and work with your team. You're going to need a team. Six adults is very, very minimal. That's three couples, not very many people. 12 adults, there you go. I would say 12 adults would be a minimal amount for the following reasons, plural. First of all, you get far more skills, unless all these people work for a major IT company. They may not have any other skills, but typically a group that large would have a number of different skill sets. And let's move on. We got a break. Here we go. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, things to check out. More and more people are making inquiries about moving to the Ozarks, possibly becoming my neighbor. Let's scroll down the left side, right below the spinning globe, you'll see a beautiful waterfall on the tile there, waterfall image, and my contact information. I'd be glad to help you find a place. Okay, we're talking about preparedness. And under Field Training Exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018, we got as far as skills before the break. And I mentioned the two most important skills, ham radio skills, emergency medical skills. Let's talk about emergency medical skills a little bit. You need a good basic first aid class, a hands-on, preferably hands-on. I'm seeing more and more video presentations. They're okay, better than nothing, but a hands-on, I think, is superior. CPR. They keep changing the CPR protocols. They changed them again about a year ago. So if you haven't had CPR training for a year, you're behind the curve. You need to get your CPR certification. There's going to be dozens of other skills that would be great during any kind of short-term or long-term crisis. Obviously, mechanical work, electrical work, carpenters, plumbers, and so forth, bricklayers, concrete people, everything, all the different skills. I mentioned number three, establish your team. Now, your team could be related by blood or marriage. It could be friends you went to college with, maybe co-workers, people you go to church with. It doesn't matter. Neighbors. You need a team. A well-defined, well-led, well-equipped, well-trained team, preferably. It's had good training, has great equipment, and they know and trust each other and so forth. So put together your team. And establish your safe haven. Your safe haven could be a shelter in place in an urban, suburban area. That would work for a while until things got too bad. Then obviously you'd have to evacuate. The ideal safe haven, in my opinion, is a hobby farm in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks at a good elevation. I would say 700 feet or higher. And a hobby farm is a place where the items grown there are not meant to provide a living for the people that live there. They're meant to be consumed by them and stored by them. Granted, if you have several dozen eggs that you don't know what to do with, well, by all means, sell them. But a hobby farm is primarily a place where the produce, food, animals that are grown there and harvested there are meant for consumption on the premises. That's what a hobby farm is. And a hobby farm in the Ozarks at a good elevation, you're ready to rock and roll. You can really have a nice safe haven with anywhere from 5 acres on up in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. It's a vast area, by the way. If you don't know how big it is, look up Ozark Plateau on Wikipedia, and you'll find out real quick how big the Ozark Plateau is. Bigger than a number of eastern states put together. Wow, what does this say now? My advice. First, get a spiral notebook. I just started a new spiral notebook today for a project I'm working on. It's going to be a long, complex project involving a lot of moving parts, as I told my client. And I suggest making a master list. I'll be making a master list in the first page of this notebook, this legal pad, spiral-bound legal pad. And devote one page for each goal. Well, I'll be doing that also. I have different witnesses I'll be interviewing, different matters to be dealt with, and I'll have one page for each of those. And then as I accomplish those goals, I'll check them off the master list, and you know, that's always very satisfying to do that. Always very satisfying. I had a call yesterday from one of my private sources. He claims to have some inside information about the 10th planet. That remains to be seen. Even if he gets it, I don't know how much weight I'm going to give it. I'll pay attention to it, and I'll work on verifying whatever the information is. I'll work on verifying it. At the moment, it's a big unknown, a huge unknown. And the 10th planet is a huge unknown also. I think it's safe to say that less than 1% of the adults in this country have any idea what the 10th planet is, what it means, what it could do to us when it comes through our solar system. Less than 1%. That might be optimistic. Very, very esoteric stuff. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.patrickslattery.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sometimes that happens. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. People that go there for the first time, they say, John, there's so much stuff there. Well, there is. I've been building on it for years, many years. And we add stuff. We take stuff away as we see fit. My new DVD, which is my Prague, Czech Republic presentation. A year ago this month, I was in Prague, Czech Republic, being awarded the Prague Peace Prize. This is my presentation that I did at the Lucerna Great Hall in downtown Prague. Beautiful city. Immaculate, clean, beautiful city. And I might be back there in 8 or 9 months or so. That's a possibility. It's not firmed up yet. I will be in Dallas. This is firmed up. I'll be in Dallas this coming. Okay, where did that go? Get back to the homepage, John. That would help. Operation Classified, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. I'll be one of the speakers. Operation Classified, sponsored by the John B. Wells radio show. It'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. It's really fun helping hundreds of people, literally hundreds of people, get their lives back. If you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Get yourself an energy cleaner. You'll get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep? You need an energy cleaner also. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. And I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind the following. I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I'm a 90-day money-back guarantee. And I have a toll-free outline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This coming Saturday, that would be Saturday the 4th of August, we have a class. Our preparedness group is holding a class training session on food storage, storing grains, home canning, and storing meat. We have three instructors. I'm one of the instructors. I'll be having the block of instruction on storing grains. We have another instructor for the home canning and a third instructor for the meat preservation. That's at 9 a.m. in Viburnum, Missouri, at the Quad County Fire District Meeting Room. That's on Highway 49 in Viburnum. Viburnum's a small place, by the way, 650 people. When you see a building that looks like a firehouse, that's the firehouse. There's a fire truck parked outside, kind of hard to miss. A nice, bright red fire truck right next to the ready-mix plant where they have the concrete trucks that deliver concrete to your home. And a church on the other side, right there on Highway 49. It starts at 9 a.m. There's no charge for the class. We'll have free Bibles for people that want to eat a Bible. We'll have pastries and hot coffee. And I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. I've been a consultant, a paid private consultant for people that want to know about preparedness. Let's see, 41 years. 1977, 41 years ago, I started doing this. It's been an interesting thing to do, to help people to understand what preparedness is, how to go about it, how to save money. That's a really big deal, how to save money and how to achieve their goal. It's a lot of fun, and I look forward to these consultations when I do them. And in fact, if you want a private consultation or details, well, just contact me. I think we took the details off my website. We may have to put them back up. But that's what I do. I think those details are off my website. Let's just scroll up here real quick and see private professional consultations. What's there? Yeah, we still have something up there for private consultations. In a long-term scenario where the grid's down and you're on your own, 99% of your time is going to be taken up with routine matters. Finding food, finding and filtering water. For most of you, finding water is going to be somewhat of an issue. Depends on where you are. If you're in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, it's not going to be too much of an issue. We have more bridges in the Missouri side of the Ozarks than any state in the United States has, in the entire state, including states that are considerably larger than the southern half of Missouri. The Missouri part of the Ozarks is basically from the Missouri River down. There are some parts that aren't included, but mostly from the Missouri River down. The Arkansas side is from about Little Rock, Arkansas, north to the Missouri border, with excluding some areas, especially northeast Arkansas. And, of course, Missouri would be southeast Missouri, or excluded and not part of the Ozarks. That's flat territory, rice-growing country, not part of the Ozark Plateau, as it's called. Routine thing. Growing food, preparing food, animal husbandry. You're probably going to have some chickens, maybe some ducks, goats, rabbits. Hunting's going to be take up some of the time. You know, in Missouri during the Great Depression, pretty much every deer in Missouri was killed off. That's the way it was. And I'm sure it would happen again. When, after World War II, the Missouri Conservation Commission had to reestablish a deer herd, and they brought in deer from another state, I think Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. Doesn't matter where they came from. But they had to reestablish the herd because the deer herd was absolutely decimated during the Great Depression, wiped out from overhunting. And of course that would happen again. That's a given. Now, we have something now we didn't have back then. That's wild pigs. But the wild pigs right now are a nuisance. They may end up being a blessing. They may end up being a blessing. Something that could become a blessing too that's now considered a nuisance. Listen carefully. Kudzu. And if you go to Amazon.com, and in fact, we have some listings under John Survival and Tactical Gear. We've got some listings for kudzu. So let's go to John Survival and Tactical Gear. And we have not had a chance to really get things in alphabetical order or any kind of order. But you don't scroll down too far to find there's three books on kudzu and packets of seeds. Now, if you go travel through places like Georgia, for example, you'll see you could drive at 70 miles an hour for miles and see kudzu. It's a leafy vine that has taken over hillsides, climbed up trees, killed off the trees, and it's looked at as a pest, as a major nuisance and a major pest, which it is down there, no doubt about it. But I found out something a few years ago that I didn't know. It's a edible, starchy, edible plant. Everything from the roots on up, the entire plant, is edible by human beings. Cattle can eat it too, by the way. So kudzu will grow places that other plants simply can't and won't. Rocky hillsides. It just loves rocky hillsides. It takes off, and especially if it's got some sunshine, it'll just take off and go crazy on a rocky hillside. Any place that gets established, it takes off and goes crazy. Most weed killers won't even kill it. The herbicide called Roundup that we have so many issues with, it won't kill kudzu. And we have kudzu established right across the road from my home. It's well established. It's been there for decades. A woman from the Conservation Commission called me up and offered to bring in the special herbicide to kill. And I said, no, if you do, if you kind of show up, we'll be calling the sheriff. We don't want our kudzu killed off. And they stayed away from there. You can burn it off. You can burn it down to the ground. And within a few months, it's back like gangbusters. It's an amazing plant. And literally could save a lot of leaves, a lot of lives. Literally could save a lot. It's an invasive species, not even native to the United States or North America. It's from Japan. So these three books, how to prepare it and eat it, basically. Culinary books. Cooking with kudzu. One of my wife, Dr. Moore's friends, another doctor, She grew up in China her young life. She said, John, we had kudzu at least one meal a day every day when I was growing up. I said, really? She said, yeah, really, we did. Starchy, nutritious plant. The entire plant is edible. The roots, the stems, the leaves, all of it's edible. Great way to supplement your diet. It's also called Japanese arrowroot. And there's a Latin name for it, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. I would, if you intend to plant it now, I would keep careful watch on it, quite frankly. If it gets away from you, gets in your neighbor's yard, your neighbor's field, you're going to have some very upset, most likely, very upset neighbors that your kudzu got away from you and got in their fields and in their yards. So if you do plant it, just tend it and don't let it get away from you. Those seeds, when the seeds ripen up, I imagine the wind picks them up and blows them away. Now, birds eat seeds, and then they deposit the seeds with their droppings all around the county. So just be cautious. It's not like it's poisonous or would cause any real harm, not like poison ivy would or some other plants that are harmful. But don't let it get away from you. I would buy the seeds. I'd vacuum pack them. I'd get several packets. Let's see what these packets cost here at my website. Oh, it looks like they've taken that one down. And these things come and go. So let's see. Seeds. Kudzu seeds. See if I can find a new vendor here. Yeah. We've got kudzu seeds. Here's 20 for $6, shipping included. You can still get the seeds. And let's see. This looks like it might be 80 seeds for $11. Yeah, 80 seeds for $11. Shipping, $10.59, shipping included. This may sound like boring stuff. How interesting is it to talk about kudzu seeds? Not terribly interesting. But having something to eat when you're hungry, now that's a pretty serious deal. Having something to eat when you're hungry. Now, I've had people that they know about the kudzu near my home, right across the street, and I've invited them to come and take cuttings anytime they want to come and take cuttings and establish your own kudzu. Quite frankly, I don't know if anybody's taking me up on that or not. But there's a photograph here for the kudzu seeds. It's a beautiful green vine-like plant. It is a vine. We joke when the local fire department, volunteer fire department, they've come in for 3 or 4 times and use our kudzu acreage. It's about maybe 3 or 4 acres for practice, burning off stuff, and they burn it off typically around March or so, and by June, the place is covered with kudzu again. Just absolutely covered, even though it's all been burned down to the ground. So if you're into preparedness and you really want to have something that would help people in the future, get yourself some kudzu seeds. 80 of them for $10.59, shipping included. Sounds like a very economical way to get some food that would feed a lot of people. You're not going to have food for months, obviously. You start your seedlings around January or so. Get those seedlings ready to put in the ground when the ground warms up around March. And by June, you'll have a lot of food. So there'd be a period of time there when you wouldn't, but that's just true of growing most anything. A period of time when you wouldn't have any food. But once that kudzu is established and is growing, it can be harvested and incorporated into meals and have some nutrition for people in addition to whatever nutrition you're growing. One of my clients I'm working with, he's got a fairly large ranch and not quite a square mile. And he's a cattleman. He's got typically 80 to 110, 120 head of cattle, depending on what time of year it is and how many cattle have been sold off to the market. And I'm working with him to help set up a plan to protect the cattle range. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, 31st day of July. The month is pretty much over, isn't it? Talking about preparedness, I cannot emphasize how much you'll be spending time doing routine things, gardening, household chores, carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work, mechanical work, animal husbandry. We got animals. I've had dogs since I moved to the country. I don't have any at the moment, but when you have animals, it's a lot of responsibility. Somebody's got to take care of those animals every day, and that doesn't change. Chickens, goats, rabbits, cattle, horses, donkeys, mules, whatever it is, they need to be cared for every day. And being able to get away and go someplace for more than a few hours is an issue. It's an issue. Nothing to be taken lightly, quite frankly. So think about that before you start getting animals. The responsibility of having to care for those animals every day. I've helped neighbors with minor things, feeding dogs, feeding chickens, feeding cats when they take off for vacation. And I don't mind. It's a pleasure to help out a neighbor. And we help each other out here in the country. That's what we do. There's an old saying in the country, if your neighbors aren't your friends, you don't have any friends. And that's a very true statement. Very true. But that's what you'll be doing 99% of your time. Now, dealing with criminals, brigands, yeah, that's possible to take up 1% of your time. Unless you're in the city, then you'll be spending a lot more time dealing with criminals and brigands. But that's what you'll be doing. 99% of your time will be routine matters. Taking care of the household, taking care of the hobby farm, doing routine things. That's my reality. And I think it's a pretty accurate reality. Fiction, you know, novels and TV shows, they make things look a lot different than they will be in reality. They really do. Now, who's going to watch a TV show where people are feeding chickens and hoeing a garden? That's not going to get very high ratings. They need to have spectacular stuff. That's what they need to get the ratings they want to sell the advertising they want to sell. The routine stuff that takes place in a homestead is not interesting TV. It really isn't. Would not make an interesting movie, that's for sure. Doing laundry? Now, how boring is that? But that's reality. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.